Then another wrong view, it hindered, it that block, that block the way of Nirvana, the way to Nirvana. Another wrong view, another type of wrong view that block the way to Nirvana. It is atta dhiti, round view of soul. Atta means Indian words, Indian terms, atama, atama. Sanskrit is atama, atama. Atama means remaining in the bodies, controlling, dominating. That is just what they think. We have, for example, we have some permanent entity which is control. It's a control seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting. Every action it controls. Dealing with the Atta, there are so many different descriptions in India. Atma is so many forms they think about, Atma. You can read Indian philosophy. All type of Indian philosophy is based on Atta. Roughly, I want to explain, according to Hinduism or Brahmanism, they think about dealing with Atma. One is a Pratama. Pratama. Pratama means a higher than Atma. Pratama. Pratama is universal soul. That is a creator. Universal soul. Atma is individual soul. Pratman create individual soul. Individual souls are so many. Individual have one person, one soul. Even dog has its soul. We have our soul. So all sentient beings have a soul. That is created by Pratman, universal soul. Universal soul. Universal soul created individual soul, according to them. Universal soul remained permanently. It's a creator. It is eternal. But individual soul wandered in samsara. From one life to another life. Individual soul has different bodies, you see. As a human being, this body is, you see, human body is the soul. The soul remains in human body, that is the house of the soul, like a house of the soul. So, live in our body. So body is quite different. Human bodies, dogs' bodies, other animals' bodies, even ants has body, you see. So many different bodies. Each body has individual soul, individual souls. When the bodies become decay, aged, body is not good. So now as a human being, you see, eye is not good, ear is not good, heart is not good, kidney is not good, and other organ is not good. Then The soul wants to change the body, new body. We go out. People also think that is a death. So out and obtain a new body. Obtain a new body. Like that, coming out from one house, enter another house. When the clothes is dirty, we change new clothes. In this way, soul, atma, individual soul change. It is a house. That is called before death. According to them, you see, atman, permanent entities, forever. Only it change body, from body to body. Action, karma, talking, performing kusala, performing akusala, wandered and samsara. This is so. If he performed akusala, he suffered. His house is no nice. Maybe human body is nice. The dog body is not nice. So he received the dog's bodies because of akusalaka. According to this view, kusala akusala recognize. According to kusala akusala, he will be born. He will receive any different house. Good qualities, better qualities. Accordingly, the souls are hard. As long as they does not know, the individual soul does not know, I was created by universal soul. According to them, this is knowledge. Knowing that he was the created phenomenon by, created then by universal soul. If you realize that there is a knowledge, through knowledge, we individual soul rejoin again with the universal soul. That is moksha, freedom, according to them. Must go back. Quite similar to, you see, after death we have to go heaven. It's a rejoin with the universal soul. That is moksha. The Buddha clarified, there is no such a permanent entity which is going from life to life, which can change from the body to another body. Buddha reject. That is called anatta. The Buddha reject, no atta. According to Buddhism, in our body, if analyzed, only five aggregate. Metta aggregate, feeling aggregate, perception aggregate, mental formation aggregate, consciousness aggregate. If they unite, it's God. It happens energy. It's God energy. Through energy, it falls. Action, talking, eating, sleeping, every action can do. Because of these phenomena working together. If it's united, they have this energy. Through energy, everything acts like a robot. If you separated the robot, you see, now it is, you see, robot, into everything. What about a car? If you join with the drama, driver, join with the driver. Cars are going, you see, running, according to wish. Wherever we want to go, if there's a road, can go. Is there anything who is a permanent entity, who can control? No. All are joining together, you see. Different functions are joining together, God enlarging. Functions are different functions, you see. Drivers can do only drive. Drivers functions only driving. Driver cannot do. Driver cannot do the functions of engine. Engine's functions are quite different from driver's. Driver cannot do if without an engine. Driver cannot move on the road like a wheel. Wheel's function, battery's function, engine's function, different functions. But all functions are joining together, it is move on. It is running. The same way, the Buddha clarified, we have only five brigades. There's no control and power. There's no atta which controls everything, which can control everything. But united to these phenomena, we got energy. Through energy, everything happens. So, atta and anatta. Atta and anatta. Buddha's view is anatta. Buddha rejects anatta. But must be careful. Most religions hold anatta. In Buddha's teaching also, this term is used everywhere. Atahi atano nato kohi nato parosiya. Atanahi sudandena natan labati donava. Anda use the Buddha's many times use. But the meaning is different, we must note it. Not the philosophical term. Philosophical term atta is one thing. Another is reflexive number, reflexive noun. Only referring to himself. Not philosophical term, atta hi atta no nato, not philosophical term. Common language. Atta means oneself, myself, like that. Myself, himself, herself. Such a meaning is atta. But it is confused. It will cause to arise around you. Atahi adano nato, roundly interpreted, roundly translated this one. Atahi adano nato. Atas, according to some scholars, they say Buddha also hold atta theory because of in Dhammavara, atahi adano nato. That is the meaning. The Buddha wants to say, oneself is a lot of oneself, for oneself. We are our own. That is the meaning. We are our own architect. We must depend on ourselves. Want to say the Buddha that. But those who hold other theories, Atman soul, they translate roundly, atta hi atta no nato. Universal soul is the law of individual soul. Atta means universal soul, atta no means individual soul, nato means law. You see, universal soul is the Lord or individual soul, roundly translated. So must be careful whenever you find Atta. It is what is the meaning. Cannot be the same meaning according to context. It's the meaning, current meaning we must find out. So, to attain Nirvana, to remove the blockage, the way to Nirvana, we must remove the Atta Deity. Atta Deity. Boundary entity exists, pure, the existence of pure all, existence of permanent entity, pure all, existence of soul. That is Atta Deity. According to them, it is Atta from one life to another life, wandered in samsara. It suffered, it experienced happiness. According to Buddha, Buddhism, it is a wrong view. Only five aggregates we have. These five aggregates also, if it's separated, there's nothing. None of them can be called Atta. Among five aggregates, none of them can be called Atta because they are impermanent, just arising and falling. How to say? New is coming about. Not at the same time is coming to be. So, cannot be pointed out which is remains forever. Only arising new, you see. Ever changing. The Buddha clarified another lakana so that you can read. Metta is not Atta. Feeling is not Atta. Perception is not Atta. Mental formation is not Atta. Consciousness is not Atta. The Buddha gave it the way to think about. If Atta, why it is suffered? Why is you? We have a lot of suffering, you see. Why it is caused to suffer? Why is it not according to our wish? If Atta, Atta must have, it is wish. According to wish, it must be. We are always remain as a young, we are always remain as a healthy. It is impossible, ever changing. Depending on condition, it is changes. How to say it is Atta? Cannot be controlled. The Buddha make sure five aggregates are not Atta. Atta does not remain anywhere inside five aggregates, outside five aggregates, nowhere. The Buddha wants to say in another Lakana Sutta. In Sanyutta Nikaya, the Buddha said, if we find permanent entity, even very small, like a dust, no need to practice. No need to noble practice. Because there is permanent entity. We must be permanent entity, nothing to do. The Buddha said, there is nothing, even very small, all conditioned things are subject to impermanent. Therefore need to. Noble practice, need to have noble practice. So, even we have right view dealing with, we have only heaven, own, heaven karma as a own. We are responsible, we are responsible whatever we have done. Even such a view we have. Another type of view is to reject atta, another view. If we accept atta exists, another problem will be, another problem will exist. What is the problem? Whoever hold, whoever recognized the existence of atta, there will be two views divided into two. One is think about atta as idane. Another think about atta as annihilation. Different views. Some believe atta is permanent, or atta is idane. Some believe atta is not idane, annihilated. In Pali it is called sasata, idane listen. Sasata vara, sasata. S-A-S-S-A-T-A. S-A-S-S-A-T-A, sasata. Sasata means idane. Atta is permanent. Atta is idane, ever, remain forever. That's one different view. Another, against it is a view. Atta is not idane. That is called Ocheda. Ocheda. U-C-H-E-D-A. U-C-H-E-D-A. Ocheda. Ocheda means annihilation. Sometimes they use nihilism. Annihilation or nihilism. After death, no more. Some believe we are present life. After death there will be no more. Only one life they accept. That is Ocheda. What is Buddha's view? The Buddha's view, Buddha reject atta. If you reject atta, there's not such a question, idane or not idane. Because that's not accept. Even atta cannot consider that is idane or not idane. Some translators, some scholars, Pali scholars, who try to translate the Buddha's discourses, they are wrongly translated. That's also must be careful. It's necessary to learn, necessary to have knowledge. When I was young, I read a book in Myanmar. It's named Buddha and Buddhism. It referred English translation books. Some are translated the wrong view. So these are two terms, ati atta, nati atta. Ati atta, nati atta. They translate. Does atta exist? Does atta not exist? This translation is not correct. Because of both question. What do you think? My question, I will ask this question. What will be your answer? If I translate, does Atta exist? Atta exist or not? Does Atta exist? What will be your answer? Does Atta not exist? What will be your answer? Which question you will give answer? Yes or no? Does Atta exist? Yes, Atta exists. That is Atta what is. Does Atta not exist? If you say, yes, Atta does not exist. Anatta, you may think. But both cannot be answered. According to Buddha, reject both. The Buddha reject both. Because Atta exists, the Buddha never gave answer. Atta does not exist, the Buddha rejected. Because the question has a call holding up Atta. Holding Atta. He accepted Atta. There is such a question, like such a question. Have you aeroplane? No, I have no aeroplane, this question. This aeroplane is jet or other type? I have no aeroplane. Why this will be jet or not other type? Cannot be said. Like such a question. You have your own son? No, I have no own son. So, your son is, how old are your son? Or your son is a tall or short? How to give? Such a question, this one. Such a question. So, translation is not good. Translation must be like that. Atta exists forever. That is, Atti Natti Yam is eternalism or annihilation. Tsasata and Ocheda. Like that, Atta is eternal or Atta is not eternal. Atti Natti here is not a common term. Not exist, not exist, not common term. It is a technical term, philosophical term here. They does not notice about that. Therefore they think Buddha reject, Buddha never clearly say Atta, Anatta. Buddha does not say clearly there is Atta or Anatta. Why not? Anatta, they say, Anatta Lakana Sutta is a monkish, created by later monk, not Buddha's preaching. Even Anatta Lakana Sutta is not the Buddha's authentic teachings, they say. They polluted their views, the Buddha's saying polluted. View pollutions. Now it is air pollution. Water pollution, noise pollution, light pollution, view pollution. So translation is also not good. Atti means exist forever. Atti means eternal. Atti, the term is used, ever exist, eternal. Natti means not eternal. That is the meaning. Therefore, the Buddha put the questions, replying, no answer. No answer. But they interpreted, Buddha never gave these two questions answer. Therefore, the Buddha not clearly said Atta or Anatta. No, the Buddha said, clearly said Anatta. Reject Anatta. Because only phenomena, nothing is permanent. If it's not a permanent, how to say forever? So this view, if you hold up Atta view of Atta, Sasata, Deity, Ochera, Deity, Eternalism, or Annihilationism arose. It's unavoidable. This wrong view can be eradicated and Vipassana Sama Deity, temporarily. Completely eradicated by Sotapattimagga. This wrong view cannot block to be born better life. This wrong view not a block, not a hinder the better life. If they have a Kamasakata Samadhi, this is better life. Because of this wrong view, we are cannot be born and will not be born in hopeful state. But we cannot, as long as we have this wrong view, we cannot attain Meghapala. We cannot find Nirvana. This wrong view is a block, only Nirvana, way to Nirvana. But not a block, but a life. And the desert say, Sago Nawarido. Sago means deity is a life, a better life, blissful state, not hindered. Mego Warido. You cannot attain a path. Dealing with the, you see, deity chitasika, you see. That is, I explain, deity chitasika. We must understand this as a Vidamasa explained about that. 38, deity, wrong view. So, this wrong view can be removed with the right view. I will continue the right view in this dimension. Okay, let me stop.